Right. A few weeks ago, David said to me, have you got anything God's saying to you? And I was like, nope. The mind's blank. Okay. There was not anything. I know that sounds really, really bad, isn't it? But sort of thing. God wasn't speaking to me. It just wasn't anything in particular. Okay. We hadn't had a row, a breakup or anything. And then I'm walking along the road quite steadily, and I was complaining, which I do a lot to God, okay? It was sort of, it was this, that, the other, this was wrong, this wasn't going right, I didn't want to do that. That's, I don't know if you have those sorts of conversations with God. I have them quite frequently, so I'm going along doing all this, and I get this bit in my mind, and it says, for such a time as this. And sometimes you think, oh, I wish I'd heard that sort of thing. Not really what I wanted to hear now. So I went back and I looked in Ruth, wrong book. And I thought, oh, no, it's Esther. Esther's the one. And it comes from Esther chapter 4, verse 14. Now, I don't know if you know the story of Esther. Esther's famous for two things. One, because it doesn't mention God. And two, for the verse, for such a time as this. And Esther was in the royal household. Mordecai was, well, some say his cousin and some say uncle, depending on what you look at. But anyway, a relative. Mordecai wouldn't bow down when Haman, some official, went past, etc. And there was a big to-do about it. And Haman got the king to sign a decree that was going to kill all the Jews. That's it, end of. Kill all of them. And it was Mordecai who said to Esther, you need to go and petition the king. Okay, which was a very risky thing to do. So, and when this phrase came out, it was for such a time as this. Maybe you have been put in the royal household for such a time as this. I'll read it because I was very familiar with that bit of the phrase, but I wasn't familiar with the beginning of the verse. And it says, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will come from another place. But you and your family will perish. Ouch. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. And I felt that God said, you are here now for such a time as this. But I also felt he was also saying, it's not just me. It's not just me that's here for a time such as this. All of us are here for such a time as this. And at the same time, I remembered something that I thought actually was credited to somebody else, but it's actually credited to Hillel, who was a first century Jewish sage, saying, if not us, who? If not now, when? I'm sure you've heard that. It comes up on Facebook and all sorts of things and stuff, etc. But if not us, who? And if not now, when? Verse 14 is tough because it comes with that warning that will you speak up? I don't think that necessarily is just about speech. I think it's also about acting, doing something when called upon. Or will we remain silent, inactive? If you and your family will not speak up, you will perish. I don't think that's like Lord going around necessarily smiting, perishing, but it's about thriving and stuff like that. And I thought that's really harsh. I don't know about you, but I like skipping over the hard bits of the Bible. I like the nice warm fuzzy bits, etc., that make me feel good. We need to be absolutely clear. God will accomplish his purposes with or without us. We're just called to join in with his purposes. And we can always assume that God has a plan for any situation we find ourselves in. Esther knew in her situation there was a danger in speaking out, because if she approached the king without permission, she could get executed. right? So that's, you know, risk taking. We're also going through tough times, okay? I don't need to tell you that there's a pandemic going on. You all know. You also know that the numbers are rising. I don't need to tell you that there's a war going on in the Ukraine. We get the updates from Randy, etc. I don't need to tell some of you, because your fixed rates in energy may have come to an end on the 1st of April, that energy prices are going up. Mine hasn't. I've got the heating on full blast at the moment while it's still cheaper. And I don't need to tell you, especially if you've been doing any shopping recently, about inflation. So there are tough times that we're living in at the moment. And it's very easy, I think, at the moment to look at life and to shrink away, to draw into ourselves and to step back, because that's safe. You know, there's half of my brain using all the electricity I can, and the other half's thinking, how can I save? You know what I mean? Sort of thing. But if the phrase for such a time as this means anything, it's about stepping up, moving forward, speaking out. And that's not easy. I'm a risk-averse person. I don't like stepping up, stepping out, speaking out. I don't like risk. Some, especially the morning prayer group, have lived through my saga of my car, okay? And I would like to say that I'm totally at peace about the fact it's not going to break down or the engine blow up, and I'd be lying, okay? I have dealt with it by buying a new car, okay? So all of us, you know, have things where we don't step up and we don't work things through. But I think for all of us, God is talking to all of us about being the person for such a time as this. Most of you will know things that God wants you to do. If you don't know, now is the time to ask and to listen and not go, I don't like that, God. I want something different. I am frequently, read semi-permanently, caught up in the complexities of life. But I don't really leave room sometimes to hear from God and what he wants me to do. And I have to fight against my natural inclination. I am so with Jesus when in the Garden of Gethsemane he said to God, take this cup from me. That's my default position. When anything is hard, Lord, please take this away. Right? I'm learning. I can't say I've learned. I am learning in the difficult times that the best thing to do is to praise God, right, and to leave it in his hands. But it's not easy for me. I am definitely somebody for whom the flight mechanism is in full working order. Right? There's no problem with my flight mechanism. And I spend more time telling God what I don't want to do or don't happen, that I don't always get on with the things that he's told me to do. You know, I'm not somebody who steps easily outside their comfort zone. As you know, as I said, with car problems, that's sort of has been really difficult for me. But God has put us here where we are now for such a time as this. We are the people to whom he is saying, if you remain silent. Each of us needs to hear what God wants us to do, and it won't be nothing. It may not be a big thing or a major project, but there will be a something that God wants you to do now, at this time, in this place. We all have the choice to ignore it. We all have the choice to draw in, to draw away, and have the choice to step back. But I think God at this time is saying to us, now is the time, this is the place to step up, to step out, to speak out. For in a time such as this, if it's not me, who's going to do it? And if it's not now, when are we going to do it? So that's what I felt God's been talking to me about, okay? And I hope he's talking to you. I'm just going to do a quick prayer, okay, for all of us. Father, we just ask, Lord, that if we don't know what it is that you're wanting us to do now in this place at this time, that you will show us. Father, I pray that you will open our spirits in a way that we don't step back and we don't not speak out, but Father, we embrace the things that you've got for us, that we actually will take a risk, that we will trust you. We will put our faith in the fact that if you've told us, that you have a plan. And Father, we just ask that you will give us things to do and the ability to do them, so that it is, if not us, and if not when. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will make us a people who want to step out, because for such a time as this, this is where you have placed us. Amen.